We got what looked like good news for the auto industry yesterday. Americans bought 14.5 million new vehicles last year, nearly 2 million more than the year before. True, that's still considerably below total sales 5 years ago, before the Great Recession nearly put Chrysler and General Motors out of business forever. But still, it's progress. Except that those figures mask something troubling. More cars were sold, but the Detroit 3 continued to lose market share. 50 years ago, in discussions about the auto industry, nobody ever talked about foreign versus domestic market share. The entire industry was domestic, except for a few Volkswagen Beetles and the odd Beatnik with a Saab. Today, nobody talks about the big three anymore, mainly for the reason that they aren't that big. 2 years ago, the Detroit 3 had just under 47% of the market. Not the world market, the domestic market. Last year, it fell to just over 44%. That means that of every 9 vehicles sold in the United States, only 4 were made by Ford, GM, or Chrysler. That still seems hard to believe. What's more, the fastest growing part of the domestic auto industry last year wasn't really even an American company anymore. Chrysler sales were up 10%. But a majority of Chrysler is owned by the Italian automaker Fiat. Our government can hardly complain about that. Washington more or less forced Chrysler to sell itself to Fiat 4 years ago, when its only alternative would have been extinction. Now, none of what I've been saying is meant to whip up xenophobia. The era when enraged Detroiters vandalized foreign vehicles is long past. Today's consumer might have a hard time saying what is or isn't a foreign car. Is a Honda Accord manufactured in Ohio any more foreign than a Chevrolet full of Mexican-made parts? If an Italian automaker owns Chrysler, what does that make Jeep? Today, most newly hired blue-collar workers at the Detroit 3 are paid less than auto workers at non-union transplant factories in other states. What does that say about labor in general, the United Auto Workers Union in particular, and the auto industry's future? I'm not sure we know, though we do know that we need to reinvent Michigan's economy. Autos are never again going to do it alone. 48 years ago tonight, the President of the United States gave a famous State of the Union speech in which he talked about America's problems. Later, in a commencement speech at the University of Michigan, he fleshed out his ideas, saying that too many people didn't have decent jobs and too few were getting the education they needed to compete, and we needed new answers. The solution to these problems does not rest on a massive program in Washington, not on the strained resources of local authority, but and all of us working together to do it ourselves, he said. That president was not Barack Obama, but Lyndon Johnson. His idea was something he called the Great Society. That slogan is often ridiculed today, but you might find it interesting to reread that speech. It has some insights worth thinking about.